Hey, good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us, Twitter and Instagram. That's our social media, at Joe and Alex Show. Joe's Need to Know News kicking it off tonight. If you've got plans to watch something at 9 o'clock, oh, I hate when presidents do this. It doesn't happen often, but your TV will be interrupted for a little bit. President Trump will deliver a primetime address to the nation tonight, and he's going to visit the U.S.-Mexico border. He tweeted that he will speak tonight on the humanitarian and national security crisis on the southern border. That happens at 9, 8 central. So I don't know if you have a show you watch at 9, but
it's going to be interrupted. They said it's only going to be a couple minutes. They said like 10 minutes or less is how long this will take.
Still, I hate when I miss something. But it's better like when they do like the State of the Union things, because you know your show is... You're not going to see your show.
No. Yeah.
Okay, speaking of the government, are we going to get our tax returns even though the government shut down? The answer is yes. The White House said federal income taxes and refunds would go out even though a large part of the government is shut down currently at the moment. There have been concerns for people that tax refunds might be delayed because there's over 800,000 federal workers that are either furloughed or working without pay currently. The acting director of the White House Office of Management and Budget said tax refunds will go out. You know the government's going to want their money. And now you know they're going to send you some of yours, too. Speaking of the sports, Alex's favorite thing, number two, Clemson. I love this, and I'm not even a big Clemson fan, but they beat number one Alabama. I just hate Alabama for whatever reason for college football.
I love Alabama.
Well, they got upset last night. They lost 44-16 in the college football playoff national championship game. Hey, let me ask you, Alex. I know you're in a relationship, and you love. Have you ever heard of a love triangle?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That makes sense. I guess I'm not surprised. Have you ever heard of a love rectangle?
No, what's that?
Okay, well, four cops are in a love rectangle, and they've been stripped of their guns so they won't kill each other. This is
what?
A true story, yes. Four cops in New York City are in a love rectangle, and they have their guns taken away so they won't kill each other. An NYPD sergeant cheated on his cop girlfriend with a fellow officer whose husband is also a cop.
Oh, man, that's juicy.
Yeah, once the bosses found out about it, they're like, no, we're not doing this. They took away everybody's guns so they wouldn't, like, hurt each other. All four cops were given their guns back and returned to active duty in their original assignments during the past week, pending the results of an investigation. But could you imagine that, like, awkward.
That is the office gossip I literally live for.
We need office gossip. We don't have anything.
No, nothing. We have a little bit, but
not good though.
Not super good.
We
have good industry gossip, but we don't have like good in-house gossip.
Yeah, I want to see the person I'm talking about behind their back. That's what I want to see. Okay, and this right here, audio, is just like, oh my God. It's my biggest fear. I wouldn't say this, but just in radio, we talk. We're live. And sometimes, Alex, you know this, we say the wrong word or we have diarrhea of the mouth. I think I'm the worst on the show with that. But
every day.
You ever had that happen where you're like, I did not mean to say that word?
Oh, all the time.
Okay. Well, did you guys see what happened with this weatherman? He actually ended up getting fired for what he said. But this happened in New York, in Rochester. Meteorologist, his name's Jeremy Kappel, was fired for a self-described verbal slip. During his weather report, this happened on Friday, he showed a picture. They said, like, hey, let's take a camera look at this spot or this spot. And he showed a photo of or video feed of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Park. And, well, this audio happened.
Overall, it was great. This is the way it looked out at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. The ice rink at the Zamboni machine out.
Yeah, you don't say that.
Do you think that he purposely, like, slipped in a racial slur there? Or do you think he was just trying to say the word king? And so that word came out first.
I think he genuinely meant king, but my question is this, though. Does king sound like that word? I don't think they sound similar, but I don't think he did it either. But it's like, oh my God, why were you? How did that come out instead of that? I don't think he meant to do it.
I don't know. I would think, I mean, you just, you know what I mean? Like, you'd have to be a special kind of idiot because you know you're on live television.
Yes.
Obviously, if you say a racial slur, I just don't think, unless you are trying actively to get fired, obviously you're not going to say something like that. I mean, it's absolutely horrible to say.
After they went to break, he immediately said, "You're out of your mind to think that I would jeopardize the future of my family and my career to insert a racial slur against the greatest civil rights leader of all time." Well, like I said, he was fired yesterday after many called for him to be let go. Even the mayor and the council president said, you need to fire this guy.
I don't know. It almost, to me, sounds like when you listen to the clip, like he, it's so fast how he's saying the word king, mm-hmm. that to me, I'm like, it was just him trying to say the word king and he just had like a flub, because you and I have done that a lot too, where we're trying to say one word that's totally not a swear word, but as we're trying to get it out, just the noises we're making with our mouth sound like a dirty word or something. And it's like totally not what we're saying.
Unless you live the web girl who's on vacation today, she's actually said the F word on air and almost got us all fired. So that was that was great. Here's one more clip, and I'll put the video up on the Need to Know News blog. Porkchop, you listened. I don't think you've heard this yet.
Overall, it was great. This is the way it looked out at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. The ice rink at the Zamboni machine house.
I don't know. I don't think.
I don't think he did it on purpose, but it's like the question you ask is like, why, of all the words to say,
right,
why would you say that word? But I, in my heart of hearts, I believe this guy that he didn't mean to say that.
You know, I'm not being naive, but I think when we turn the mics off, I'm going to have to ask you, because I don't think I get it. Maybe could I hear it one more time?
No, I'll explain it more. I don't want to keep on playing this guy's flub.
So I don't.
You know what you can do? JoeAndAlexShow.com.
Okay.
That's where you can go see Joe's Need to Know News. I got to get those web hits.
Real quick, did you see what Grover did on Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I don't think it sounded like it. I think it's all about how your brain hears it.
All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. As I mentioned, even Porkchop needs to go there. JoeAndAlexShow.com.